Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Virtual Consultations, the New Way Forward by Dr. Michelle King. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Dr. Michelle King lists the advantages of virtual consultations with your healthcare providers. For many, the idea of a virtual consultation might sound cold, impersonal, or even intimidating. But for others, it can bring enormous relief, both physically and emotionally. Technology has given us a new way to connect with each other, one that can make treatment and follow-up appointments more manageable, especially when you're already dealing with illness or fatigue. Less travel, less strain. One of the biggest advantages of virtual consultations is that you no longer need to leave your home to see your doctor. And when you are struggling physically, that can make all the difference. There's no need to spend hours in traffic, find parking, or sit in a waiting room when you're already feeling weak or in pain. Instead, you can log in from the comfort of your own bed or couch. You can have your soft blanket nearby, your pet curled up beside you, or your cup of tea within reach. These small comforts make a big difference when your energy is limited. Virtual consultations also help ease the financial strain. Eliminating travel and accommodation costs can make regular checkups with your specialist more affordable, particularly if your doctor is based in another city or province. Flexibility and convenience. Another benefit is flexibility. If you're on a waiting list to see your healthcare provider, being available for a virtual consult means you can often take advantage of a last-minute cancellation. There's no stress about how you'll get there or whether you'll be well enough to make the trip. You simply log on when it's time. For many, this convenience could help you stay consistent with follow-up care. No more cancelled appointments because you're too unwell to travel. You can still be seen, supported, and guided wherever you are. Bringing family into the room. Perhaps one of the greatest gifts of telehealth is that it allows your whole family to join the conversation, no matter where they are. Your sister in Australia can join the call and ask questions directly, instead of relying on updates passed along through the broken telephone. Your partner, who can't take the day off work, can step into a quiet space and listen in for a few minutes. This shared access ensures that everyone hears the same information and the opportunity to ask questions. It also helps lighten your emotional load. When you're tired or anxious, it's easy to forget what was said during an appointment. Having family present means you have your own support team to take notes, remember details, and advocate for you when needed. Sometimes, loved ones can even ask the questions you were too overwhelmed or hesitant to voice yourself. That shared sense of involvement can strengthen family understanding and support throughout your journey. Human connection still matters. Ultimately, what makes a consultation meaningful isn't whether it's online or in person. It's the attitude and empathy of your healthcare provider. A compassionate doctor can create a sense of safety, warmth, and understanding, even through a screen. Virtual consultations don't replace the human connection. They simply make it more accessible. They allow you to be seen and heard on the days when showing up in person feels impossible. And where every bit of energy counts, that accessibility can be a lifeline. At its heart, virtual care is about making sure you can still receive the help, reassurance, and expertise you need in the comfort of your own space. Check with your healthcare team. Not all healthcare providers offer virtual consultations, so it's best to ask if this offering is available and how it works. Although there are a lot of subtle cues that can be picked up during a virtual consultation, there are still times your doctor is going to need to examine you. If you are not sure, it is always best to check with a practice beforehand.